Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. The Preds back in action tonight on the road in snowy Winnipeg, taking on the Jets. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators head coach, John Hines. John, good morning. How's the weather in Winnipeg?
Good morning, guys. It's snowy and gray. Snowed when we came in, and on the way over to the rink here this morning, it was a little treacherous walk, but we finally made it, so it's been good.
Made it in there. Very nice to hear. So, John, obviously the results haven't gone your way the last four games. Having said that, what do you make of where your team's game is at the moment, and what's the message to your group heading into tonight's game against Winnipeg?
Yeah, you know, I think from a defensive standpoint, it's in pretty good shape. You know, I think the other night against Edmonton, we weren't able to contain Dreisaitl and McDavid individually, you know, and Hyman on that line. But I think from a team perspective, it's in pretty good shape. You know, we've got to continue. We have to play faster from an offensive perspective. You know, our ability, I think, to get up and out of our zone and play with speed through the neutral zone. And then you have decisions. Is the puck going to go in the forecheck situation if there's no ice to play on, or is it going to be a situation where we can attack off the rush? And I think we got to play faster to give ourselves more opportunities to be threatening in those situations.
So how do you get that? How do you get that going, John? I mean, that is just split second execution, chemistry among players. Like what kinds of things are you guys doing to try to make that better?
Well, I think the big, a big part of it is we got to be willing skaters, you know, in general, I think collectively as a team to move our feet. The other one is, what we're talking with our group about, even when they came in this morning, is we have to have more speed away from the puck. So, for example, if Forsberg has possession of the puck and he's coming out of our own zone and Duchesne's the weak side winger, like Dutchie's got to skate. Like, he's got to skate through the D and demand the puck. Or, you know, if he does that, now he gives Phil a good option, and now Duchesne's getting the puck with speed. If the D-men back off because of Duchesne's speed off the puck, it opens up more room for Forsberg to be able to make another play. And those are some things where when I say the word, we have to play faster. Those are the examples. We've got to have more speed off the puck that's demanding the puck carrier, you know, deliver it in certain situations, or you're going to open up some space for the puck carrier himself.
John, how much offensively is, you know, when we talk about offense, obviously we think of the forwards, but how much more outside of maybe Josi do you need from your back end offensively?
Well, we need some more for sure. You know, I think it's whether it's the ability to join the attack off the rush. You know, I think like the other night, you know, if you look at even a guy like Jordan Gross, like he had three or four scoring chances. You know, some of it was offensive blue line, some of it was off the rush, and that's what we need from more guys. The other thing that I think in the offensive zone, you know, being a little bit more mobile, you know, skating at the offensive blue line when the puck comes low to high, you know, sometimes you gotta move your feet two or three steps one way or the other to be able to find a shot lane to get it through. And you know, those are some things we're continuing to work with the guys on too, but. That production and productivity from the back end certainly has more potential.
John, the power play, I know you tried some different things the other night. You've tried some tinkering. And obviously, to me, that's probably, from my seat, as big a surprise as anything, considering how good it was last year, a lot of the same personnel. As you just look at the entire season of the power play, how would you diagnose what has happened to it? And are you worried right now, I guess, about, you know, overthinking and just thinking about it so much because you guys know it's important to get going, that there's something counterproductive about that with your players, you know, I guess, worrying about it, thinking about it so much?
Well, I think one thing, Joe, when you get in situations where a component of your game struggles or your team struggles, that, you know, if you're constantly focused on, you know, we didn't score, I think you do have to go back to what are the things that are done well and what are the things that haven't. And even when you play a bad game, there's good moments in the game. Even, you know, when you have the power play and we go through and we didn't score, it's really trying to help the guys get some solutions to what's going on. And for us, like, when our power play is at its best, it's got motion and skating. I'm going to go back to that word again. It's got to be. It has to play faster. It has to be more attacking. It can't be as static. You know, we get in trouble when it goes when Yossi's the only guy moving. When Yossi runs the blue line and nobody else moves, that's why we split it up. When it becomes static in today's game with the pressure, you can't play standing still on the flanks. So, you know, we need to get more movement there. The other thing is you have to have a shot mentality. We have to drive more plays into the slot, whether it's a shot tip, whether it's a shot for the rebound, whether it's a seam pass. You have to get more plays in that area of the ice. And then if they connect, a lot of times it's a real quality scoring chance. But if they don't connect, now you're in a puck recovery situation. And now then you have to be able to attack right out of that and not go back to resetting it. Once there's a shot or there's a slot driving play, scoring chance. If there's no scoring chance, there's a retrieval. Right out of that retrieval, you got to make the next play right away. And right now, sometimes our guys want to go back and reset and get in their positions and do it again. And that's been, last year it was automatic. This year it's been, it's been good at times, but it hasn't been good enough.
Preds head coach John Hines with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, John, it's been a while, obviously, since the scary incident with Mark Borowiecki and his injury. Is there any update on his progress to this point? And you guys are down, as you know, right now, four of your top seven defensemen from opening night. What do you make of the job that you guys have done trying to fill that gap in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, the only update on Mark is he's back and he's doing some exercising and things like that off the ice at this point. But from a health perspective, mentally and physically, he's doing well and he's on his way, you know, back to recovery and working his way back to get back for us. I think the guys that have come in, I think McEwen and Gravel have come in and done a nice job. Good, strong, steady two-way defenseman. They can move the puck. But also, you know, they bring a penalty kill element. You know, McEwen also is a power play type of player in the American League. But I think both those players have come in and done a good job. And, you know, the guys that have been in the lineup, I think Fabro's had a couple pretty good games. Ekholm stepped up his game. Yost is playing well. So I think the guys that have been with us, and Gross has been with us for a while too. I thought he had a really good game against Edmonton. So it's nice when you have that type of depth, but I think the guys in the back end have done a pretty solid job here the last two games.
John, is there anything new in terms of your plan with Philip Tomasino? I know he was banged up. He's back now in Milwaukee. Just have you had any thoughts about maybe him being able to give you a little bit more offense here anytime soon?
Yeah, so yeah, we always talk about those guys, Joe, and obviously Philip went down, and you can see what it did for Parson, and now he's come up and played. He got his game going at the level where you can, and now he's come in confident. And same thing, that's our plan with Philip. Unfortunately, he got hurt, but he has gotten back into the lineup as of late. So you know, it's always in the discussions about where and when, and doing the right thing for the player.
John, last thing for you here. What stands out to you about this Winnipeg team as you see them tonight for the first time this season on the road?
Well, one, like most teams, I think, that have really good years, their top players are playing really well and producing and being very consistent, 5-on-5 and on special teams. I think their goaltender, Hellebuck's playing really well. I think we all know how good of a player he can be, but he's having a great year. I think collectively as a group, there's some slight changes to some things they've done defensively. I think when Bonus was in Dallas, they're a pretty good defensive team too, and looks like they've made some changes there. But I think in general, they just agree, and their top guys are playing really well.
Well, John, looking forward to the game tonight. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Good luck against the Jets, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely, you as well. Preds head coach John Hines, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road coming up next. But first, Joe Rex Road has a word from OrderGreen.com.
OrderGreen.com, the nation's number one online shop for all things cannabis. Wide selection of high-quality THC, CBD products. Beneficial physically, mentally, edibles, gummies, vapes, flowers, you name it, they got it. They also have a team with extensive knowledge for all of these products. What this means for you as a customer is that you know you're getting the highest of quality from reputable providers Also, you're getting nationwide same-day delivery right to your doorstep. You get 25% off every shipment of gummies with a subscription to OrderGreen.com. And if you use promo code JOE20, 20% off your first purchase.